This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, what is humility? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He who yields to negative quality of arrogance thinks of himself as a person more important and higher than anybody else, and tries in his speech, deeds, and attitudes to degrade other people. This is a sign of an arrogant person, somebody who has the spiritual disease of arrogance prevailing in his, batin, in his interior system, in his heart, in his mind. This is how you would generally see them act. And this is something very discouraged in Islam. To be an arrogant is not an option for a believer. Instead, it is recommended, and it is highly recommended for a Muslim, for a believer, to be humble. And humility hence becomes a virtue in Islam. To differentiate arrogance from conceit, for instance, we will discuss that later, we must remember that when a man is arrogant, he compares himself to other individuals. But if he is conceited, he has just an exaggerated opinion of his own positive qualities. The moral trait contrary to arrogance is humility, which is a virtue in the spirit of a man. See, sometimes we feel that it's just, our actions that decide whether we are humble or not. According to Islamic teachings, it is our spirit and our soul and our heart and our internal state that is supposed to be in the form of humility and in the condition and in the shape of humility. And then, of course, it will compel our actions to be in line with this humility. But it's not just limited to actions. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing what humility is and also the evil disease, the spiritual disease of arrogance. Unfortunately, these spiritual diseases, they do not let us develop and progress on the path of spiritual wayfaring, because these diseases, they keep pulling us down while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects us to raise higher, right? Do you consider yourself to be more important and higher than others? Are there times where you feel like that? Do you show signs of degrading others, for instance, through your comments, through your gestures? If you just introspect, do you belittle other people and degrade other people? God forbid. Well, let's turn towards Quran and see what Allah says in this regard. Allah says, "And do not go about in the land exultingly, for you cannot cut through the earth nor reach the mountains in height." So if you notice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making us realize that we are really nobody. Right? There are so many things that we're not capable of doing, no matter how hard we try. So arrogance is something which makes us compelled on this, fake reality, right? This whole idea, this whole notion that you can do anything and everything. You're all haughty, you're all arrogant, you're all overconfident, so on and so forth. So arrogance is a dangerous spiritual disease. Having a high opinion about yourself is a phenomena that devastates a person in the hereafter and makes him lonely in this world. So keep this in mind, that we're not supposed to be arrogant. We are required by Islam to be humble.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.